Hello, wonderful people, and welcome back to another edition of the Student Investor Podcast. And today it's Stock Review Wednesday, and we are reviewing and analyzing one of the biggest automotive companies in the world, which is Mercedes-Benz. We will be looking into its performance numbers and my opinion about what everything is going on around this company, guys. But first, guys, a quick update. Shift now offers us, guys, the opportunity to invest into the European stock market, including companies like Mercedes-Benz. This allows us to diversify our investment into new territories. To start investing, guys, download the Shift app from your app store. Shift allows us investors to invest into top US, UK, and European stock. Free shift-to-shift payment between users and zero card transaction fees, guys. So, without wasting any time, guys, let's get into this episode.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.
Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. So now, let's simplify things and understand how Mercedes-Benz is doing. Mercedes-Benz, guys, is known for its luxury vehicle. Mercedes-Benz Group AG has a long history in the automotive industry. They make trucks, buses, coach buses, let me put it like that. They make premium cars, and they are known for their safety features as well as technology, including also having electrical and hybrid cars. This brand, guys, it is known globally. In 2023, Mercedes-Benz achieved a revenue of around $153.2 billion, guys. This is huge. This is a huge company, guys. And when you put that in around dollars, I think it's around $162.128. I'm not gonna turn it into South African rand, guys. You can do the exchange rate for yourself. You can see that this is huge numbers. And for 2024, the group is projected and expected to perform and maintain the same level of revenue that it has, right? So when I was looking at the numbers, a lot of experts are not seeing it, its revenue performing much more bigger in 2024 than what it has. And guys, you know, we always start with numbers, right? So when you look at the numbers, right, the earnings, let's start with the earnings in slash income of the Mercedes-Benz Group in 2023, they saw an earning before interest and tax of around 19.7 billion euros, which unfortunately was not the numbers that a lot of experts were expecting it to pull in terms of earnings before interest and tax in the European markets and worldwide last year, which was concerning for a lot of actors. But it was due to issues around their supply chain system and also global geopolitical issues that we're seeing happening in Europe. Remember, guys, Mercedes-Benz's biggest market is the European market, and they're seeing a huge challenge there because of the sanction issues that's happening there with Russia, Ukraine, that war, and the legality that comes with that, as well, guys, as the high fees of production that have affected their supply chain issues as well. The market has not been stable in the European market for the past few years, and that can be starting from COVID-19 all the way to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as the high inflation and low and expensive cost of living in the European market has also impacted the Mercedes-Benz brand. And a lot of shareholders have been concerned around this company and its performance is in the European market, and made a lot of them a little bit worried. How will our shares perform? Will our shares see what do you call this thing? See growth? Will our shares see a level of good performance outside of this? And one thing that we are seeing is that the company doesn't seem to, how can I put this, to be innovative around navigating these issues. Because when you look into the company this year alone, they have seen a little bit of growth, right? Their share price is up by 16.01% year to date, and we look at 1 year period, they've been performing very well. They have like 4.35, but it's not the expected performance compared to the overall automotive industry. And when you look into the debt of Mercedes-Benz Group, right, the debt to total asset of this company, the ratio to debt to total asset for Mercedes-Benz guys group is approximately around 41.3%, which is concerning. This indicates that around 41.3% of the company's assets are financed through debt. And you know me, guys, I'm not a big fan of companies that have this amount, this huge amount of debt. But when I was looking closely, looking into the automotive industry in Europe and other companies, this is not surprising. It is not a big issue for the European car market. But I know a lot of people are looking from the South African's position. They'll be like, oh, this huge amount of debt. But apparently, that's not a huge thing. So they're not worried that much. The total debt on the balance sheet as of December 2023, the total debt reported by the group is around, in US dollars, is around $96.41 billion, which, guys, include current and non-current debt. And you know, when we spoke about this, guys, you should understand what it is. We already covered what current and non-current debt is. So what is the financial outlook for 2024 for the group as a whole, the Mercedes-Benz Group AG, right? The company's expected group revenue to remain the same this year. So many experts are not expecting this company to pull out a wild card and outperform, like be a gold driver. But there is a small number of experts, a small number of analysts that see a potential for Mercedes-Benz to outperform the expected numbers to pull in terms of revenue this year. And moreover, guys, the earning before interest and tax of this company is projected to be a little bit lower. But at the same time, I always love to look at what are these small analysts and experts that have hope, and they are. But there's always, guys, a large number of people can be betting against you, there's some people still gonna believe in you. And Mercedes-Benz still has a large number of investors, experts, and we'll call this thing analysts that still believe that Mercedes-Benz can pull a wild card. My opinion, I think they can, but we will see. Yes, they'll say, so far this year, their share price in the New York stock market has been a little bit good, but the year to date, like the whole of the past 3-4 months of 2024, they've seen 16.01% growth. If you look at 12 months, they've been showing recovery since October. From October until now, the company has shown a very well trend of recovery. So they may see the same thing, they may behave the same manner, but we will see, we'll let it be. But for me, I am a little bit with a positive look into the company itself. And what are the challenges? What are the challenges, right? There are three main challenges that are facing Mercedes-Benz as a group. Recall and safety concern, number one. Mercedes-Benz has recently issued recalls for various models of their cars due to safety-related issues, guys. For instance, some of their cars, and I think the Sprinter van, was recalled in 2023 because of issues around the electrical powers and power drive law, people losing, I would call this thing, power drive mode in the Sprinter vans. At the same time, car guys, passenger seats were becoming issues. There were passenger seats and their wiring were having issues in approximately 116 1,000 vehicles globally and had to be recalled as well. As the same guys, they one of the SUV was also recalled a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. So they have been a little bit of safety and concern around their vehicle last year. They have to recall a lot, which cost them a lot of money to recall, because when you recall cars, you lose money. At the same time guys, financial performance, as I said guys, the financial performance and profitability has been an issue. Mercedes-Benz has been having to deal with a lot of issues to maintain performance, and the factors that are leading to this issue: number one, supply chain constraints that they're dealing with, huge problem. Geopolitical issues around Europe, huge problem. Income decline, they have been having a little bit of an issue around that. Despite revenue growth guys, the company's income has been dropping at the average annual rate of around 3.3%, which is costing them, which is a concern as well that I had to bring up to you when you're looking into this company. So overall, what's my personal opinion about Mercedes-Benz? Mercedes-Benz for me operates in a high competitive environment where China and its cars are coming into the market in large numbers, and China is coming with luxury brands as well, which are affordable, which also are displaying a high level of quality that we used to trust Mercedes-Benz to lead. But because of the safety concern that we have seen in 2023 for Mercedes-Benz, for me it's worrying that the market, the consumer, will start moving more into the Chinese or Asian cars than stick to the German cars. That's number one for me overall, right? Number two, European market is now dictated more by politics and issues of the European Parliament than actual profitability of their companies. And I see the European market being too much regulated for my liking than the other market, than cars coming from even America or even Asia. So I'm a little bit concerned around that. That's a second overall opinion, personal opinion I have. Thirdly, the overall performance is that the European market is also not stable for me. I don't see it overcoming how expensive it is. A lot of people in Europe no longer favor having cars overall. A lot of people in Europe no longer favor even owning a luxury brand of car. So I don't see that markets continue buying and supporting this brand. But I see a lot of other countries supporting the Asian car brands. I see the American car brands as well being more mainstream as well, especially the electrical ones. So for me, I am not 100% long run seeing Mercedes-Benz sustainable as an investment, as someone go in and hold the share there. In the short term, I can see it make it, but in the long run, I don't. There's too much competition in the field. Yes, Mercedes-Benz, you are a classic, luxury, loved, well-known, respected brand, but you have high competition, and now customers, consumers are no longer brand loyal like they used to be in the past. So long-term investments, talking about 10 years and above, I don't see Mercedes-Benz being a huge player in the field of car production, mostly talking about luxury brand side of things. So that's my opinion about the company itself. So that's also guys, is the stock review Wednesday, or is the actual episode, put like that, a stock review Wednesday, proudly brought to you by the Shift app, which now allows you to invest into the European market, the UK market, and the top US companies, and also allow you shift to shift payments at the lowest fees, and also to buy forex at the lowest fees. Until next time guys, please do ensure to leave us a review. Let me know what you think about the episode. Let me know what you want me to do more, focus more into. Until next time guys, be safe and happy investing.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares, and the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.